Hello and welcome to the special edition podcast, Radio City Music Hall, J.K. Rowling in New York. So it was just a wonderful evening. I just got back from it. Whoopi Goldberg introduced everyone. The only problem is that she pronounced it J.K. Rowling. So, but the rest was great. I think that John Irving and Stephen King did a phenomenal job with their parts. But I'd like even more when everyone's favorite author got on stage. J.K. Rowling just did an amazing job. She read from the chapter in Order of the Phoenix. In Half-Blood Prince, where Dumbledore shows Harry where he goes to pick up Voldemort at that time, Tom Riddle, from the orphanage. And that's the same reading that she had done the first night. I just really liked it. There was a few things that we found out that were very important that I'll tell you later. But when I got there, when Whoopi Goldberg announced each author, it seemed like J.K. Rowling got the most applause at that time. And as it went on, she read that, and I really liked how she put a bunch of feeling. You could tell how she meant the books she read, which is totally different than I think most than anyone else reads books. Like, just the feeling she was putting into the books, I thought was really neat. So you can get to see how J.K. Rowling intends the books to be read. And the other interesting thing I found was that she was reading from Half-Blood Prince, the U.S. edition. I wonder if she's in the U.S., or because that's just the one she had. Because you think that she prefers the UK edition, because that's the one that she reads all the time. But maybe she just reads both. Maybe she likes the way that Arthur A. Levine did the editing better for that book. Just at the end, Stephen King, and J.K. Rowling was surprised about this, so was I, that Stephen King, when he was asked what other author's books scare him, he said that Harry Potter, the Death Eaters, just really scare him. In some questions that were asked of J.K. Rowling, she let a few things out that, one, Dumbledore is dead. There's no Gandalf thing. He is dead as dead can be. So we know that, and Snape is good. She did not say anymore, but she said that Snape is good. So those are two definite things that she let out tonight. Which I was very happy to hear those, and I thought the second night she would let something out. At the end, they were asked whether which of their characters they would want to go out to eat with, like have dinner with the most. And J.K. Rowling said that it would be Harry, so she could apologize to him, and then Ron and Hermione would come along. And then she said that if he weren't dead, she'd want to bring Dumbledore, which is implying that Harry, Ron, and Hermione are all going to be alive. And let me point out that she said this right after saying that I know who's dead and who's alive. So it points to say that Harry, Ron, and Hermione are alive, but she did not say that. She didn't say, oh, Harry, Ron, and Hermione are going to all live. She just kind of implied it that way. And that's the way I interpret it. I'm sure other people could interpret it differently, but that's the way I've interpreted it. We'll try and get a podcast out, either another one today or tomorrow, where I talk to one of my friends who happened to be at the recording, happened to be at the thing. Also, both nights will be aired on MSN later next month. So if you would like to hear them, that's where you could find some. So, it was just an amazing performance. Talk to you tomorrow. We'll let you know when we know when the event that we aired on MSN. I'm going to want to hear the first night. Well, bye.